Suitcases are rolling. Because today, we're at the airport. We are at LAX, and that means different things to different people, right? You're either Miley Cyrus, and you've just landed, and you've got your dream in your cardigan, or you actually live in LA, and you started your day going, oh no, I've got to go to LAX. But either way, you probably got bags, you got luggage, and you know what? I wonder. When it gets on that conveyor belt after check-in, goes to the little door, where does it go? What happens to it? Who puts hands on it? And what else is in that plane next to your bag?
We get luxury cars. We've also had a lion.
Yeah, she said lion, like cat, you know, big teeth and all the hair. How does that happen? You're going to meet her today because this is her job. This is my new podcast. It's called Do You Work Here? Name's Mike. Coming from the old show, happy you're back. Coming from the radio show, are you not tired of me yet? Honestly, I'm surprised. If you're new, hi, how are you? There was sort of an explainer of what we're doing here posted last week. You can go back and listen to that, but honestly, you're going to catch on. It's not rocket science, although we are going to talk at one point to an actual rocket scientist. Today, though, we're talking a couple jobs, cargo and baggage at United Airlines. Yep, there goes somebody, but we're here on the ground, LAX, down a ways from where the terminals are. There's this huge building that says United on the side, as you'd expect. Stuff stacked up all over the place. Forklifts going by, containers that kind of curve a little bit. If you put two of them together, it looks like a half moon. You can tell they're made to fit where a plane curves a little bit. Those big things, they go inside next to your bags, because bags are not the only things on your plane. And all this stuff is here because it's got to get someplace with speed.
The plane is the way to go. The plane is the way to go. You do not want to do the bus.
It's too small.
Or the train.
It's too slow.
You want to do the plane.
So this is my new favorite person, Lisa House Odoms.
I deal with the cargo and the freight. I don't even know what they're shipping. I just know it needs to go. For the cargo area, we really ship a lot of important things, like during the pandemic, we was the first one to bring the vaccine into the U.S. Also, we have this program called Lifeguard, which is kind of my favorite. It's shipping vital organs to be transplanted. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, you're getting the idea. UPS and FedEx, they got planes. They do a lot. But your commercial airlines, they're doing plenty of work too. And this is like a lot of repeat customers?
It is. A lot of repeat customers.
Because they know your routes. I mean, they know you're flying like 4-5 times a day, just up and down the coast.
Absolutely. That's how it works. Because we do our job so well, they keep coming back. And that's what I love. Like, this is like work over here right now. We also work with the Postal Service, shipping the mail. How do you think the mail gets to its destination for you to get it? You know, you got LA, got to go to San Francisco. Well, what's the quickest way?
Well, you know the answer to that. Quickest way is through Lisa. How much do you process a day? Because it's everywhere.
I process a lot all day. All day, all day, all day.
2430, clear.
There you go. That was them clearing a flight for the lead, letting him know the flight was picked up.
On the job for interview time. Can you tell me about, like, the weird stuff? Because I get the medical equipment, I get the mail. What else? What else has come through that you weren't expecting or that you've been like, excuse me?
We get luxury cars, yes. We've also had a lion come through here. We've had a lion come through here. I mean, we also get the fish.
Little story here, met somebody from another airline one time. This was a few years ago. They had a live shark come through in its really thick glass, watertight aquarium shipping container.
We also get flowers. That's why we have the refrigerator inside to store these things. We ship money. I mean, money has to get to the banks. So I've actually seen those trucks come in. I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get on the plane. It's just, I never look at it like that. I mean, it's freight and mail to me. I still, time is of the essence. It got to go.
Freight and mail and a lion right next to your bags. So let's learn about your bags now, huh? First name?
Mike.
Mike. We like Mike. Last name?
Del Negro.
He trains the new hires, among other things. He's kind of like your lead bag guy. Then we're outside now, plane engines. We got our bright orange safety vests on. And to see the planes this close at this angle, I am just living my dream life. But anyway, back to the bags. You know what happens. They go on the conveyor. They go around the corner into the wall. But then what? Here's what. They go downstairs. underground. Couple stories under, where there's basically this
city, right? So most airports have almost like an underground city where the bag starts this process, most likely going through TSA.
Big X-ray machines inside of bag city. They get screened, they get scanned, and then they get pushed aside if anyone needs to go in. And that's when you get the note that says, hi, TSA, we were in here. Multi-levels. There's all these different conveyors, and it's kind of like train tracks where you can shift the train. These doors come out and they just close off. So they force the bags one way, or they say, oh, you're going that way, because the barcode on the tag from check-in, that's getting scanned a whole bunch of times all along the way.
Built-in scanners on the lines itself, as well as the employee, see a tag, you scan it, right? We all have personal scanners that are assigned to each employee.
Once they're good to go, they're back up to ground level. And remember, you're kind of above ground level where you are the passenger because your terminal's usually kind of on stilts. So they're under you and they get put on a few different carousels. That's where somebody grabs them actually and loads them onto those big carts that get towed around. How many a day usually?
At least 50 to 60 bags on an inbound flight. So you're touching that twice. Probably average 5 to 6 flights in an 8-hour shift.
Okay, so hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Do you go to the gym, or is this the gym?
For my sake, I always thought this was the gym. I also understand you need muscle maintenance, right? If you depend on this, this is a not such balanced weight all the time, right?
That was a surprisingly good answer. Great legs, great arms, bad back, huh? All right, lots of screens everywhere too, showing you what carousels for what flight and when. And then when you get to the plane, and you can't really see this from where we usually are, but there are countdowns right above where the plane is there waiting at the gates. So that clock is running down for everybody who's working to get the plane ready.
It's like human Tetris. That's the way we teach it, right? It's all about utilizing all space, right? Sometimes flights aren't as full as others, but there's times where you have to make sure you load every bit of space you have, so it does become a Tetris piece.
And you're crawling around in there, or is there like somebody on the outside, somebody on the inside? Do you have a machine?
We have this new tool called a power stow. We call it a snake out here.
So this is like a mini conveyor.
Where it can pull into the aircraft up to the wall of the aircraft. When we don't have those available, we become the snake again.
Do they fight over the snake? You bet they do. New guys, no. You're not getting the snake. Do what we used to. Then you can get the snake, okay? I'll let you go in a minute to do actual work, but do you trust people when you check your bags? Because I know you're one of the good ones, but we can go to TikTok and see a bunch of videos of people just, like, chucking those things.
Right, yeah. That is one of the tools we use for our new hires, to know that the cameras are always watching, right? Passengers are watching. Can't vouch for other airlines, but I know United does it right.
That made the PR person smile. You know what made me smile? This part.
I love my job. I can honestly say I'm very thankful for my job.
That's 100% why we're doing this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. And here's how this is going to go. 8 of these for kind of our first round, then a little break, and then on to 8 more. Rinse and repeat. And a little later, I'm going to ask you for some help picking some, so put the thinking cap on. But do that after you listen to the next one, because we put that one out too. Episode number 2. In that, I hug a cow, we give a large bird a bath, and we make friends with a donkey. Do you work here?